That is the way it's done. So that is the way the Rabbeinu did it, you see. Now, just look inside, because the Rashi is very beautiful. And we've got another one.
Okay.
Maybe
you have experience.
Yeah, Va'asher Boro. If you can find the word Va'asher Boro, David, can you find it? Va'asher Boro. I'm sorry,
Yes,
That does not belong to this order. Now Rashi is giving the reason why we say that first bracha. Elo bat la asifas ho om hane esofim shom ligbal chesed. That is said for the gathering of the people who are assembled there. For what reason are the people assembled there? Ligbal chesed, to bestow an act of loving kindness. They are there to participate in the simcha. They are not there to witness the simcha. They are there to participate in the simcha. Now, why are they there to participate in the simcha? Zecher lachastei amokam, in remembrance of the chesed of the Rabbeinu Shleilom, of Hashem, who also participated in the simcha. Shenoagim odom orishon, because in remembrance of those kindnesses which Hashem did to the first man, he became his unterfuhrer, his shushbin, when his asegbo, and he concerned himself about him, he occupied himself with him. The asifo zu kovada mokam he, and this gathering is as an honor to Hashem, because Hashem came to the first wedding to participate, and all we people who come to a wedding not as observers and as witnesses, but we come to participate in the wedding. Why do we do it? In remembrance of what Hashem did at the very first wedding. That's the idea of the assembly at a wedding. Larry, have you got the idea? Uvroche, it's so beautiful, this. The sentiments here are so beautiful. Uvroche zu, and this broche, lechach nesakno, was enacted for this purpose. So it is a purpose, the idea of the broche is, for the asifaso om, for the gathering of the people, that is the brocha. Now says Rashi, if the brocha is for the gathering of the people, then when should this brocha be said? At the very beginning, as soon as you come into shul. As soon as before we start the dwelling, anything at all, we should say, Baruch ato Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam Shehakol Boro Lichvado. That is a blessing that we should say. Says Rashi, and what do we find? That it is included in the blessings. And we said that this blessing doesn't belong to the series. So why should it be included here? Rashi wants to explain that. He says, Umishas asifohiru uyeleborech. It should really have been said at the time of the, when they gather together. Elo, but, mechiven sheyesh brocho al hakos. Since there is a brocha over the cup of wine, it starts off with Borei Pri HaGofen, his kikuo le sadro olov. Then I don't know how to translate his kikuho.
There was a need.
Not bad. All right. His kikuho, there was a need. Le sadro or love, to make it part of the seder, of the order. Midi dihava, something that is, abirkas besomim, on the brocha of besomim, uvirkas alo or, and the brocha on the light, the metzoyim shabbos. On Metzoy Shabbos. Now when we make Havdolah, what is really Havdolah? All Havdolah is one blessing. Boruch ato Hashem ha-mavdil ben kodesh lechol ben or lechoshes ben Yisrael v'amim ben yom ha-shvi l'sheshes yemei ha-maaseh Boruch ato Hashem ha-mavdil ben kodesh lechol. That is all that's all that Havdolah is. And on Yom Tov, after Yom Tov, that is the only brocha we say. That is the brocha of Abdullah. But what do? We also make a brocha of Bo Rei Ma'orei Ho Eish. And we make a brocha of Bo Rei Minei Besomi. Now, Bo Rei Ma'orei Ho Eish, let us make the first one is Bo Rei Minei Besomi. Bo Rei Minei Besomi has got nothing to do with Abdullah. What's it going to do with Abdullah? Spices. It's got nothing to do with Abdullah. Borei Morei or Eish. What is, when should we say Borei Morei or Eish? When we're lighting fire. But specially to light fire that you should, it's not necessary. We could say Borei Morei or Eish, we could say it before Abdullah. We switch on the lights, we say Borei Morei or Eish. We strike a match, we say Borei Morei or Eish. But what did the Chazal do? What did the Chachomim do? They took Borei Minei Besomim, and they took Borei Meorei Ho Eish, and since we make a brocha of Borei Pri HaGofen, they brought in these two brochas also, and put them all together. He said, that is why they are taken into the Sheva brochas. Because you're making a brocha Borei Pri HaGofen over the wine, so you bring in the other brochas together and you put them all on a seder. They don't belong to a series, but they are part of the order. That is the way Rashi explains it. Now, the Chachne Sakna Ubishan, I'm going to say yes. Immediately, Havi, as we find Abirkas Besomim Uvirkas Alo Elbe Metzoy Shabbos de Amrinon. Rabbi Mefazron Vechoder Vesodon Alakos Verabi Chio Mechanson Hoyo Veyeshom Kos. Rebbe used to, the way he used to do it is he first made Borei Minei Besomim, and then he made Borei Morei or Eish, and then he made Borei Pri HaGofen, and then he made Amavi Ben Kodesh Lachol. But Rabbi Yechio Mechansin put them all together, Hoyu Veyeshom Kos. Because there is a Kos, there is the Brocha of Borei Pri HaGofen. Ulefi She'eino Meshar Seder HaBrochas, Vechulu Eldua Achas, Lechosmu Bo Beboruch. And he says, now why don't we end Boruch Atu Hashem Elokeinu Melech HaOlam Shehakol Boro Lichvado? Why don't we end it with a Boruch? He says two reasons. He says, first of all, because it doesn't belong to the, it's got nothing to do with the series, so therefore it's not the first of a series. Got it? Because Rashi said one of the reasons you have begins with a Boruch and ends with a Boruch, it's the first of a series. Yeah, it's the first Boruch, he says, but it's not the first of the series. And the second reason is the reason that Rashi gave before. The Chulu Hodua Achasi, it's only one statement. She'akol Boro Lichvodo. Doesn't bring in anything extraneous. Therefore, Lo Chosmu Bo Beboruch. We don't end with a Boruch, Midi Rihavi Abirkas Peiros U'Mitzvos. In the same as we don't, when we say Borei Pri or Eitz, we don't end with a Brocha. We don't end with a Boruch. Boruch Atu Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam, Borei Pri or Eitz. Boruch Atu Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam, Hashem Kirishon Ve'Mitzvosov Tzivonu Al Amilo. It's a blessing for a breeze. V'chein birkas yotzeiro odom. And also the second brocha, Baruch Atu Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam Yotzeir Ha'Odom Shetiknuyo LiYetziro Rishono Shel Odom Harishon. And that brocha, he said, it's a brocha in remembrance of the creation of the first man, Kidula Kamon, as it explains further on. This you will not understand until we do the Gemara, which follows almost immediately after this piece of Gemara. Ileman de Omer Beis Yetzirus Haba, Ileman de Omer Beis Yetzirus Olube Machshova, Voser Machshova as Linon. Mikomokam Einem Iseder Birchas Azuk. Now, Rashi is just preparing you for something that the Gemara is going to discuss later on. And the subject that the Gemara is going to discuss later on is the Izamach Lelkas. When it says in the Torah, Zohar Unekev Oboru Elsom, did the male and female he created them? The one view is that the first creation was male and female in one person. That Hashem created male and female. And then Hashem says that it's not good like that, a man must have a companion. And so, out of the man, he took away the female part, and he created a female, and they became two beings. But originally, man was able to reproduce himself. When we come to that, yes?
Just an interesting anecdote, that embryologically, both the male and the female potential is present in the embryo. And that and there's just a trigger that sets off...
Which is to be.
It sets off a male development, and without that trigger, every fetus would become female. Because all of us men contain that female potential.
Very interesting.
It's called the Müllerian system, the embryological system, that just doesn't develop because it's turned off in the male.
At what point in the development? Like the
It happens at about 4 weeks of life.
Is that so?
Before that, there's no sex really to the...
There's no sex.
I mean, that's already a high degree of differentiation.
I'm sorry?
It's a fairly high degree of differentiation for 4 weeks.
Yeah, it is.
So do you mean no sex or do you mean hermaphrodite?
Well, there are no sexual organs yet at that point. They don't develop, but the potential for both the male and the female is there before approximately 4 or 5 weeks.
Very interesting. So that is the one view. The second view is that Hashem wanted to make them Ilman Beis Yetziris Hava, Ilman Beis Yetziris Olam Machshava. And the second view is that he wanted to do it male and female, and then decided to make it separately. Uvosa machshova aslinon. That I do with you're not just ready for this little piece of Gemara which Rashi is quoting, but which follows immediately after this, and we'll soon come to it. Mikol mokel, nevertheless, says Rashi, Einu miseide borcha birchas azug. The second brocha, Baruch Atu Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam Yetzeiro Odom, does not belong to the blessings concerning the couple. Because at the first creation, there wasn't yet a woman. When we say God created man, there wasn't yet a woman. And if you will ask, then why is it necessary to make that blessing at all? Says Rashi, Mitoch she'onu mevorchin al yetziru ashniyo. Because we make a brocha on the second Yetziro, that is, Asher Yotzaris Odom Etzalmo Betzelem Dugustav Nisel, the Hiskin Lo Mimenu Binyana De'ag, on the second Yetziro, Tiknu Af Al Rishonu Shehi Ikor Krikiloso. So we also make a brocha on the first creation, although it's man alone, because that is the beginning of the whole principle. So that is why we make that brocha. But it hasn't got to do with chosen and kala. The first brocha that has to do with chosen and kala is the third brocha. Yes, Song.
Wouldn't that be included already in the brocha of Asher Yotzer?
No. Ashiyotza, that's right.
No.
And the first one.
Why wouldn't Yotzer Adam be ready? Ashiyotza Yotzer Adam. That's the first part. Created the man.
Yes.
B'tzelem was of his kolomen of binyan adayad, which is the woman. And as a matter of fact, Rashi says himself.
Yes. Ashiyotza
says medaber v'zocher.
Our time explained that to you. If around this table there are five people who helped me with something, I say, thanks to everybody. Thanks to everybody is thanks to nobody. I say, thanks for everything. Thanks for everything is thanks for nothing. It's just before Rosh Hashanah, I say, please forgive me for anything that I've wronged you. Anything is nothing. Yes, of course I forgive you. Yes, of course means no, I don't. Doesn't mean anything. It's necessary to lifrot, to particularize. If you don't particularize, it's not derech kovod, it doesn't mean anything. Thanks to everybody. Thanks to everybody doesn't mean anything. If I've got to thank anybody, I say, thank you so-and-so for this. Thank you so-and-so for this. To do it publicly, I might not want to. Then I do it privately. Either I go to him personally and I thank him, or I drop him a note and I thank him, or I pick up the telephone and I thank him. But that is not a derech kovod. To make two sisters are getting married, to make it on the same day, one reception, same day, not derech kovod. Put them both under the chuppah at the same time, same interferers. It's not derech kovod. We say, ein ma'arvin simcha b'simcha. Don't do it. Lavan was a mean sort of person. Just look at the mean people that they used to exist once upon a time. Just look how mean he is. But promises Yaakov that he will give him Rochem, comes to an agreement, puts Leah under the hook. Next morning Yaakov says to him, not very nice of you, what do you do? He said, not very nice of me. I mean, not very nice of me. Me was very nice, wasn't nice of you. The older, you want me to give you the younger one, the older, you haven't got any feelings for the older one. What's the older one feel like? You say, not very nice of me. It's you wasn't nice. You really expect me to let the younger one get married first and the poor other one, she's, how can I do anything like that? But I'm a very fair person. You want the younger one, you can have the younger one too. It doesn't conflict. How long did you work for the first one? I've forgotten now.
7 years.
Oh yes, 7 years. Same thing. But I'm a very fair person. I'm a very nice person. You've already waited 7 years for the second. To make you wait 14 years, that I would. I'm a nice person. Tell you what we'll do. You can, the first one, you paid first, and then you got it. This one you get and you pay afterwards. You get her. And I trust you. I'm a trusting person. I'm a trusting person. You can marry her now, and afterwards. But, you know, to take Rochel now, safe with it's not nice. Put them both together. Malei Shavua Zos. First of all, let this one have the Shivas Yemei Amishte. Let her have the 7 days of rejoicing. Let her have the 7 days of Bittul Malocha that you spend with your wife for 7 days. When this is over, this week is over, then you marry Rochel. So we've got a law of Ein Ma'arvin Simcha B'Simcha. One doesn't put two simchas together to such an extent that on Chol HaMoed Sukkos we wouldn't have a wedding. Because you've got the simcha of Sukkos, put them all together. It's a package deal. It's not Derech Kovod. Just one moment, Philip. We've got Kiddushin and Nisuin. Today, tell you how we do. Come under the chuppah. Baruch atu Hashem Elokeinu Melech Haolam Borei Pri HaGofen. Baruch atu Hashem Elokeinu Melech Haolam Hashik Bishon Mitzvot Zivon Ala Arayis Vosa Lo Nisan Nisuas Vihiti Lo Nisan Nisuas Ayid Lo Nu Ayidei Chuppah Vikidushi. Baruch atu Hashem HaKadosh Yisrael Ayidei Chuppah Vikidushi. And Chosen gives the Bila Areyat and Kadesh Likadat Vashem Yisrael. And one reads the Kesuba. And immediately afterwards, now we start to see it again. Boruch atu Hashem Borei Pri HaGofen. Give me the cup. Which cup is given me? Which cup is given me? I want to make a Borei Pri HaGofen. Which cup is given me? Before?
A new cup.
Not the same cup as before. You don't make a package deal. It's not Derech Kovod. Just make a general everything together. Not it.
That's one thing.
That's another thing. It's true, as Saul says, that when you say the Pshtek and Brocha, man and woman, true. It includes the man too. Don't want to make a package. The second Brocha is the idea that it's out that he created man, and out of man there is the woman. But the first thing is the man. That is the equal. That is the creation. Bless Hashem for that. That is a great principle. Ein osin mitzvos chavilos chavilos. Literally it means you don't make mitzvahs in a package deal. Ein ma'arvin simcha b'simcha. You don't mix two simchas together. Let each one get its due, let each one get its full amount. And that is the way it works. Got your idea? Just one moment, please. Please remember that question. Phil?
As you retell the story of Laban and Yaakov, it reminds me of the question I've been unable to get answered on that.
Yes.
A little awkward. I have never been able to figure out why, after Yaakov now marries Leah, and he had worked 7 years for Rachel, why he didn't stand up at that point and say, I married Leah, it's an accomplished fact, fine. However, I worked 7 years for Rachel. That was our deal. I still have her coming to me. I don't owe you any more work for her. I worked 7 years for Rachel. That was our deal. Why does he agree to do another 7 years for what he's already paid for? You wanted to give me Leah for the seventh? Fine, there's nothing I can do about it. It's been done. That wasn't our deal. I worked 7 years for Rachel.
Yes, the way you put it, you've got a case. But,
wrong premise.
It's all in the premise.
Wouldn't it be degrading for Leah to have been given for free?
I think that's a very good point. That's a nice point. And I'm using the word nice in the sense that the Oxford English Dictionary uses it, not the Webster's dictionary. That's right. Would have been degrading for Leo that I don't work for. That is one thing. A second thing is, you see, let us say, now putting it its very lowest, so please don't misunderstand me, it's just the idea. Let us say, I order something from a shop, and they send me a parcel, but it's not what I ordered, and I use it. And then I say, now, I want you to send, you didn't send me what I ordered. They look at this, you know, you're right. I said, now I want to, so I said, well, please bring back what we sent you by in error, and we'll give you the other one. I said, oh, no. What you sent me, you sent me.
The difference is it wasn't in error.
Doesn't matter, even if to say that they wanted to deceive me. But I used it smart. I want to keep it. So I want to keep it. But now you see that you can't do. That doesn't work that way. The way you presented it was right. But that's not the way the deal was made. The deal was made, if you want a wife, it is a, what do you call it, more than a prerequisite. It's an asset. Oh. To have a wife is an asset. An asset for an asset you pay. So how did he pay? He paid 7 years.
Well.
He said, I'll give you back this. He said, I want that, I'm keeping. I'll keep you. Keep her, you want to pay for it. He said, well, I'm nice. I'll give it to you on credit.
He did say for Rachel, your eldest, for your youngest daughter, and so forth, he specified it. If I ordered something and I got it in the mail and it wasn't what I ordered, and I kept it, it would still be that the price we agreed on, when I went for something else, I wouldn't be now negotiating, would I, for the item that I first wanted. The negotiations would now start on what I had got. We'd agreed on the price for item B, for item A, which didn't come.
But it did come. And you used it.
Which signifies acceptance.
You used it. And you don't want to give it back. You see, the fellow says, come, he says, give it back to me. I said, you can't say it's an inferior product, you can't say that. He said, give it back to me. He said, well, I've used it already. She used it already. That you want.
Rabbi.
You order a bottle of champagne and he sends you a bottle of whiskey. And you drink the bottle of whiskey and then you say, but I want the champagne. See, you bet the whiskey I'll see you. So now the whiskey I've drunk already. You can't do it. That's the way it worked, you see. The premise is it's a different premise. I'm sorry, J.D.
I was asking another subject. What about twins, where there's a bar mitzvah or a brit milah? They go together.
Yes. I would expect you know. I didn't want to. It's rather a sore subject. I want to explain to you why. A wedding is a simcha. A bar mitzvah, we have made it into a simcha. You follow? It's not really. We have made a big fuss about it. A 21st birthday party. What can I do if, fortunately, in whatever congregation I was, it's never happened that people expected me to come to a 21st birthday party. By the time it happened, I trained them well already. That is something that they didn't expect me to come to. But let us say they would come to the things of which people make a fuss. The mitzvah. They make a fuss which is from the point of view of the deen, it's got no place in the deen. Nevertheless, if there is a bar mitzvah, and it's a big simcha to the parents, I would participate in it to the full. To them it means a tremendous amount. According to the deen, it doesn't play such an important part. But to them it's a very big thing that they've taken this child to its 13th year, and now he's putting on his tefillin every day. It means a fine, participate in it to the full. But in the deen, it hasn't got such a strong. Can have two bar mitzvahs together, it doesn't. It's not such an important simcha. A brit milah, it's not the simcha that is important. In fact, with the mitzvah, we don't even make a shecha yonah, a brit milah. In Yerushalayim, they do. It's only in Yerushalayim that they make a shecha yonah. We don't make a shecha yonah, a brit milah. In the case of my son, the Rafoya, now, he had a son, he made a shecha yonah at the brit milah. Now, I'm not quite sure whether he made the shecha yonah at the Bris Milah, because in Yerushalayim they make the shecha yonah at the Bris Milah of the first son, or whether we make it at the Pidyon HaBen, we make the shecha yonah. And since his wife is a bas levi, there's no Pidyon HaBen, so there won't be a shecha yonah, so that is why I'm not sure. I forgot to ask him afterwards. So I'm not quite sure. But it's the mitzvah there, it's not the simcha. But a wedding is a very big simcha. All right?
And another thing is that with a bris, it's regulated, it has to be on the eighth day. A wedding, you can't arrange to have one daughter one day and one day the other day.
So I must tell you, but what is done, you know, in the times in which we live, where... Let me put it to you this way. You know, today, if you ask a person, say, look here, are you a Jew? He says, yes, of course I'm a Jew. Jew, proud of it. That'd be nice. You put on your tefillin every day? He said, no. You go to shul every day? Shabbos, of course you keep. He said, how can I keep Shabbos? I mean, I'm living in a modern world. Can't keep Shabbos. You Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. You fast Yom Kippur. You said, no, 24 without eating, drinking 24 hours. I can't do that. I said, in what way are you a Jew? What
is the son of a man?
What does he say? What does he say? I'm a Jew by heart. Fine. Now, if a person is a Jew by heart, you've got to be very careful not to put too much strain on the heart. Be careful. He's a Jew by heart. Now, a man has got two daughters. And both of them got engaged at the same time. Let us say they got engaged to two brothers. And they got engaged at the same time. They're twins. Got engaged at the same time. And is he going to make a wedding? It's going to be in the finest park in Los Angeles. What's that hotel called?
Century Plaza.
Century Plaza. It's going to be an affair. It's going to be an affair that never mind Los Angeles has never seen before. San Francisco is much older than Los Angeles has never seen it before. Fair it's going to be. And he comes to the Rav, and the Rav says, no, that you can't do. Two weddings on the same day. That you can't do. He said, what then must I do? He said, have the one wedding this Sunday and the next wedding the other a week later. He said, you expect me to make two? Now go and explain a thing like that to him. You put such a strain on his heart. I mean, on his Yiddishkeit. He says, what is this? He says, look out. I don't want this. I'm going to find a rabbi that'll do this. Yes, I'm not doing this. Oh, you find a shul that'll do it. He said, I'll find a shul that'll do it too. I'm not going to do this. So what are you going to get out of it? You haven't got one Jew like that. You've got them in your hundreds of thousands. So what we have done, we don't want to break the law. We are prepared to stretch the law, but only to the point that it doesn't break. So what we have permitted to do is that the one chuppah takes place in the afternoon and the other chuppah takes place when it's night already, which is a different day. So it's at least not on the same day, and then we prepare to have it together and we work it, because Efsat Merubah is going to be a big loss and a big... all these things we start and work out. Of course, it is it's a stretch. But on my heart, it's I'm not a Jew by heart, so it's, I can take it too. Don't bring such a, put such a statement. So those are the things we do. And I'm afraid that there are many things that we do like that. Many things that we do like that, we say, well, under the circumstances in today's life, we've got to stretch a point here. We've got to stretch a point, and normally for there are things in the deen. There are things in the deen. The deen says, in some things, they say, this is not permitted. But if somebody does it, the deen says, don't tell him it's wrong, because this is going to be too much for him. Then he's got to decide whether he will do it or he won't do it in spite of being told that it's wrong. And what will you do if he decides to do it in spite? Now he knows that it's wrong and he's doing it. So, there's some things you've got to tell a person. If a person wants to do great Shabbos, you've got to tell him. But there are other things that don't fall into such a heavy category. The deen is, don't tell him. It's not quite the same, but it's very similar to it. It's very similar to it.
What does that mean? Better that they should be sitting.
Better that they should sit not knowing. But that's only when it's not a derisa. You see, the laws, you can't just make it a rule. There's some things that you've got to tell people that are wrong and take the consequences. You do it and it's wrong and you still persist in doing it. All right, that's your lookout. But there are certain things that we are told in the deen, don't do it. I had a shaila where a person asked me a certain thing. And it was one of those things. And he tells me that he does it. And I've tried and I tried to get out of it and to get out of it and not to tell him anything, because I understood the difficulty at all. Didn't have to do anything. Then he phones me again a couple of months later. He said, you know, I couldn't get an answer out of you. He said, so I asked another rabbi, and he said, it's against the deen, you're not allowed to do it. I said, when did you ask the other rabbi? He said, about 3 weeks ago. It was law in the Shabbos. I said, well, what did you do last Shabbos? Did you do it or didn't you do it? He hesitated. I said, please tell me, did you do it or didn't you do it? He said, well, I've got to tell you the truth, I did do it. So then why did you ask him? If you ask, you must be prepared. You see, it came out in conversation more than anything else. I said, now I've got to tell you. I said, the reason I didn't tell you is because the deen is that if you see a person doing this, don't tell him. Don't tell him it's wrong. You asked me, and I was already put into a difficult position. So I worked it, and I worked it, and I didn't tell you. I told you all sorts of things, but I didn't tell you not. So now you face me now, and I've got to tell you. Put me into a position like that. Now, I've got to tell you, but this is the deal. You see, there are things like that. And we do stretch it where we can. We stretch it as much as possible. But you can only stretch it so far, and that's all. So you work within a framework. But you've got to know what the framework is. But to go beyond the framework, then it's finished. But you can only go right up to the boundary. What do you want to ask Philip?
If I'm Rosh Hashem Sunday marrying off two daughters.
Yes.
And for the weddings, there's going to be perhaps dozens of people even who will be coming from across the country, from across the continent, another continent. And I want to do things right in terms of the din. Now, I know you can bend it to have it one in the afternoon, the other in the evening. But I also know that, that you've indicated it's not the right way. But I can't have all these people coming for a week. There's just people would come for two at once. Is it a different touchstone in that case?
Are you asking the question academically or practically?
I don't have two daughters.
Not even one.
That is the type of shaila when the time comes. With a shaila. And then one goes into it. One goes into it.
You should have fallen your head through that.
And then one goes into it. And in Yirtzeh Hashem, the Rav that you will ask, will, when the time comes, he will say, Philip, who are the people that are coming? We'll say, well, President of the United States of America, and the Secretary of State, he says, Dr. Kissinger. He says, no, that was long ago. He isn't a Jew any longer. I haven't had a Secretary of State a Jew since then. For that reason, you've got to do this. That you don't need it. You go into it. Gedolei HaDor are coming. All right, then we'll see how we'll find a way how we can help you. All right? But we'll ask a lot of questions then. Fine. That is the... Move on. Yes, Harry.
Yeah, I just want to know if there is a difference, if so, what it is between Derek Eretz and Derek Kalba.
Oh, you've got me off my guard. Just, I've got to think about it more. Yes, I'm sorry, I just can't answer. I've got to give it some thought. There's another thing that I just can't determine. And I've discussed it with people overseas, and we can't come. Is there a difference between Derech Eretz and Midas? See, I believe there's a difference between Derech Eretz and Midas. And I've discussed it with a cousin of mine, and first of all he said, no, it wasn't. And then afterwards, when I started showing him certain differences, he said, well, now I don't know. Also, we just haven't resolved that question yet. And that's a very, is there a difference between Derech Eretz and Derech Kovet? I feel that there is a difference, but I can't just lay my hands on exactly what the difference, but they run very close together.
I got pretty close to the usage.
Yes, they run very close together. Run very close together. It's, all right. Now, just let's finish this piece of Rashi. Vihiski lo mimenu migufu mitzalosot, and he prepared for him out of himself migufu mitzalosot, from his body, from his ribs, binyan adi'ad, an everlasting fabric, binyan noeg ledoros, a binyan that is goes on for generations. The chavi korolo binyan. And Chavo, the first woman, is called a structure, a fabric, are shamed by Yiven Es HaTelo, because it says, and he built the rib. Akoro, the better one, is Yerushalayim. Re'im wa'ahuvim, the better. Means Kemoche Tomachto, Machto, not Tomachto. Kemoche Si Machto es Odom Orishan, as you made the first man to rejoice. Began Eidim Mikedim, Dichtiv as it is written by Yita Gamba Eidim Mikedim, and he planted a garden in Eden of old or eastward by Yosim Shomon, he put there the man and his wife. Mesameachoson v'chalo. I'm going to read this piece of Rashi. I think you've got as much as you can digest for one time here. And now I would like you to do chavrus. Yes?
Okay. Just one thing, if we can go back on the previous long Rashi.
Yes.
I didn't really get very clear on the part about the Berachos B'Som and Bar Mareish. What the... In other words, you're saying, since you're making a bracha on the yayin, then you put it according to the Seder, but I didn't see what the relationship was
with
the brachas, why some and bar marash, why would they necessary to be included?
It'd be included on the,
in the Haddalah.
Yes. But let me put it to you this way. Don't you think it's strange that before one makes the Birkas Eirusin, you make Bo'i Priya Gofen? You notice in the Gemara it hasn't mentioned it. Before you make the Sheish Brochas, you make Bo'i Priya Gofen and make seven Brochas. Before you make Kiddush, you make Bo'i Priya Gofen. Kiddush has got nothing to do with Bo'i Priya Gofen. Before you do Havdalah, Bo'i Priya Gofen. It's got to do with Bo'i Priya Gofen. It's make Hamavdi Ben Kodesh Lachem. That's all. Kiddush. Baruch Atu Hashem Lekeinu Melech Olam Hashem Kiddushon VeMitzvaso VeRot Zavonu VeShabbas Kotev BiHav VeRotzei NiChilonu Zeich LaMaaseh VeReishis Ki Hu Yom Dechilu LaMikre Eid Kodesh Zeich LiTzias Mitzrayim. That's the brocha. You are blessing the day, the Shabbos day. You are blessing. What have you got to make a blessing over wine first? Where did you find that? When I start Mairi to a make state, Boruch Atu Hashem Lekeinu Melech Olam Bo'i Priya Gofen first. If I want to make a piece of bread, I must do a first of all Bo'i Priya Gofen and then say Matzi Lechem in Haaretz. Don't do that. What is the idea of making a brocha over the wine first? Now here's a very interesting thing. A brocha is made over everything. Broadly speaking, I can divide the types of brochas into two categories. There are more categories. Two categories. For example, there is a brocha on that which is concrete, and there is a brocha on that which is abstract. Rashi uses the term Birkas HaPeiros and Birkas HaMitzvahs. Bo'i Priya Eitz, Hashem Kiddushon VeMitzvah Sovet Tzivonu Al HaMilvot. But there is even a wider distinction. That is on the concrete and on the abstract. When one makes a brocha on the abstract, it's a little bit difficult. Bo'i Priya Eitz, I know exactly what I'm making, and I know that I'm going to have a hanoah from it. I'm going to have direct benefit from it. Make a brocha on Shabbos. Is it going into my tummy? No. Is it going onto my tongue that I'll be able to taste it? Thank you, David. Is it going onto my tongue that I'll be able to taste it? No. Is it going into my pocket that I'll have extra money? No. So what kind of a thing is the Shabbos? It's abstract. When it comes to something that is abstract, to come immediately and make a brocha, can you really, are you really in the correct frame of mind? If I make Borek 3 or 8, I'm going to have some grapes, some things. So, Baruch HaTov Hashem HaKeinu Melech HaOlam, Borek 3 or 8, I'm in the correct frame of mind. I know I'm going to have it, and it's going to be a nice taste, and I'm going to feel satisfied, I'm going to enjoy it by it. Make a brocha on something that is abstract. HaMavdil Ben Kodesh Lechol, who makes the distinction between that which is holy and that which is profane. So what we do is, we do something that is concrete first. Bore priyagosu, that we can understand, that we can appreciate. So now we are in the correct frame of mind. So from the concrete you go to the abstract. We do the same in the Ma'ariv service. We've got a brocha ahavas alom beis Yisrael amchohovto. Know what it is? Hashem has loved us with everlasting love. An abstract idea. First of all, stop. Baruch atu Yisrael Hashem bidboro ma'ariva rovim. Hashem brings on the evening twilight. That we can experience. There is already a... coming to you. There is already here a... tranquility has already come about. Quietness. We can experience it. That's something concrete. In the morning, Yotzei Orovo Rechoshech. Afterwards, Avor Avo Avtor. So we always go from the concrete to the abstract. Here we go from the concrete to the abstract. So, we first of all make a brocha, Baruch Atu Hashem Rakeinu Melech Olam, Orei Pri HaGofen. Says Rashi, and Rashi brings the Gemara. Once we have done that, we are going from the concrete to the abstract. Then let us take the other things together. Bore meore or eish. It's between concrete and abstract. Not all it. Let's put it all there also. Bore mine the somi. Concrete. Let us put it there also. So we go. Gofen, something that we taste. The somi, something that we smell. Bore meore or eish is less concrete. Something that one sees, one feels, one uses, less concrete. Doesn't go into the body. Doesn't go either into the mouth or through the nose. Less concrete. And then we come to the abstract brocha, Hamavdil Ben Kodesh Lechol, who makes the distinction. That's why we put them together.
Okay.
So once we make on the coast, we already bring the others into it because it's suited for it. That's the correct thing. So says Rashi, yeah, also. We start off with Bore Priya Gofet. On the concrete. Shiakol Bore Lichvodo. It's an abstract idea. So rather than make the brocha, first of all, as soon as we come into shul, the first thing we do, Baruch Atu Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam, Shiakol Bore Lichvodo. Now, ladies and gentlemen, all be seated. The wedding will start as soon as the color arrives. Quarter of an hour later, the color arrives, 10 minutes later. And now we start with the other part. This is Rashi. He's making Bore Priya Gofen already. This is an abstract bracha, so we make Bore Priya Gofen first, and then we slide it in. That's all.
That's what I understand. No, we did this already once before. They don't like it. Why? Yes. By Shabbat brachas, you make the Bore Priya Gofen afterwards, because you've already eaten. So.
That's right.
What my problem is, why by Havdalah you have these other transitory kind of brachas to lead you to the abstract?
It doesn't let it lead it. Because those are brachas we would make in any case on Saturday night.
Why?
Bore meore eish, because we haven't used a fire the whole day.
Why don't we make a brocha malocha? We haven't done that either. Why?
Well, a malocha, not all people enjoy work.
Not all people enjoy fire.
Yes. Actually, that's an oversimplification of it. It's got to do because of the first on the first time, that is the first time the Torah of Mauritian made fire on the planet. It's more abstract than that. It's not quite as simple as that.
Mm.
But anyway, we would make that brocha in any case. We've got to make that brocha. That was a brocha that the Chochomim were masake. And that is why even if we don't use fire, we make fire in order to make the brocha. Not quite as simple as I've said, but that's beside the point. Borei minei besomim, that they were masakein, to restore the person. You know, after Shabbos, there's a letdown.
Yeah. The Shamaite rather is gone.
It's a letdown, you see. Yeah. It's a letdown. You just had a Shabbos, and all of a sudden it's back again. It's gone. So, there's a, to resuscitate you a little bit, there's the Borei of the Mesomim, there's the Malava Malka, we do things like that. But the Borei of they were Masake. So rather than not, they brought it into be part of the Havdolah, of Borei Priyakot.
So that really has to do only with Shabbos, it doesn't really have to do with the Seder of the Brochus.
No, he says it's got nothing to do with the Seder. But since we make a Brochus of Borei Priyakot, we brought this in. He says, but strictly speaking, that these Brochus begin only from the third bracha, 3, 4, 5, and 6 are the series. But once we make Borei Priyagofen, we put these also under them, although they haven't got to do with it. The same as Borei Misomim, Borei Meorei, ancient got nothing to do with Avdola.
Okay, but they should be said, in other words.
They said, yes. These were so said, they have to be said.
What's the Sake?
They enacted. Take that. Any other questions? Now, you've got to do chavrusa on this. You've got to do chavrusa and you've got to get it. And just remember the salient points of the halacha, and these are the points that we're going to deal with. What brochas start with a boruch and end with a boruch and which day? Rashi Shita is the only Shita we have done. His thesis is the only thesis we have concerned ourselves about. Tosfos has got another thesis. Rashi's thesis is, where there is one whole door, that is, there is one statement of fact, one recognition, we don't end it with a boruch. Where there is any extraneous matter brought into the boruch, brocha, we end it with a boruch too. One. Another point he says, where's the beginning of a series? We begin it with a boruch, and we end it with a boruch. Where it's smucho lechavrto, we begin it, we don't begin it with a brocha, but we only end it with a brocha. Smucho lechavrto, it's near to its companion. Smucho, it is near, lechavrto, to its companion. Sostosis is near to its companion, it's the second in the series. Sameach to Samach is near to its companion, it's the third in the series. It's near to number two, it's near to number one. We don't. Really, number the next one, the last bracha, should also not begin with boruch because it's smucho lechavrto. There we begin it with the boruch because it's possible that that last bracha is said only on its own without the others. So we begin it with the boruch and we end it with the boruch. Why do we give? It's more than one subject they mentioned. So it's everything. That is Rashi Shito. Tosfos has got another thesis. But we are not doing Tosfos yet. So, got to first of all get Rashi Shito clear. That's the way Rashi explains it. So any brocha, any of the brochas that we have, we should be able to satisfy ourselves with Rashi's Shita. Got the idea?
Tomorrow, you all that. Did you get anything out of the shit? Because this is really a continuation of last week.
Barry, are you happy? Barry?
Quite.
Not quite.
Yes, quite. Very quite.
quiet or
no,
quite
happy.
Right. You wanted to ask me a question.
You answered my question when you were talking.
Please, gentlemen, from Toru Rabona, the Gemara and the Rashi.